This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Father of the Orlando Pulse shooter stood directly behind Hillary Clinton at her rally in Kissimmee. Trump's vice presidential running mate, Mike Pence, said this tonight about that.
Seems like every single day the national press latches onto some other issue about my running mate. You know, just each and every day of the week. But you know what they're not talking about? Anything having to do with Hillary Clinton. I mean, did you know, yesterday at a rally outside Orlando, Florida, you're not even going to believe this. Yesterday at a rally outside Orlando, Florida, the father of the very radical Islamic terrorist who murdered 49 Americans attended the rally, was on television through most of the rally sitting behind Hillary Clinton, and he said he was there because he supports Hillary Clinton because she's, quote, good on national security. He's not talking about that, I expect, because Hillary Clinton's been a disaster on national security.
Basil, how could this have happened that he got into a rally and sat behind? Can you imagine if this had a Trump rally?
Right. You know, I was an advanced purser at one point in time. You know, if I didn't recognize him, quite frankly. His face did not come to mind for me when I first saw it. So it's possible that somebody just did not recognize him. But I think my guess is that if somebody had, or if it came to the attention of someone higher up, they would have said that that's not appropriate. I think it was just a terrible mistake. And, I hope it doesn't happen again. But I can understand if you're an advanced person, if you're someone on the ground and you just are not familiar with this individual, then that's how it would happen.
I'm wondering if heads should roll because, and let me give this to John and then Margaret will come to, but because the Clinton campaign tonight released a statement saying that they didn't want his support, they disavowed his support. Do you think that heads should roll? Do you think this would be a much different story if it happened on the other side?
Oh, of course. Let's not forget what kind of lunatic this guy is. He claims to be the president of Afghanistan in exile. He's a supporter of the Taliban. He tried to justify the shooting at the Orlando nightclub by saying, well, you know, my son saw two men kissing in Miami, so he was really upset about it. I mean, just take all of that out of it. I mean, this guy is a potential threat to Hillary. How could you let someone that unvetted stand that close to a candidate who's as close as she is a major party nominee for the presidency? It's unbelievable.
Margaret, last word.
Just in any ordinary year, this would be an episode that would set the Clinton campaign back at least a week because this is a terrible unforced error. I mean, really, this should never happen in a presidential campaign. You vet every single person who appears on stage behind the candidate. That's just how you run campaigns, especially somebody as experienced as Hillary Clinton running for national office. That said, Hillary Clinton won the lottery by running against Donald Trump this year because Donald Trump has just given her so much ammunition to go for that this won't eat up the kind of news cycle the way his comments do.
Thank you. You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, America says that's a big problem, 7 out of 10, America not being on track. Well, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to continue to go along, to get along, and have business as usual here? Are we going to continue to buy into what the mainstream media would want to dictate and want us to believe? Well, that is the challenge, and this is why this show is so important and so different, because we're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads us. And to help us to that end right now is Jeff Lord. Jeffrey is a CNN contributor, contributing editor to the American Spectator, former aide to Jack Kemp and Ronald Reagan. Jeff Lord, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
Hello there, Bill. How are we?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm in Alohaville. I'm way, way across country here. I'm in Hawaii, so things can't be too bad. We're here expecting our ninth grandchild, our daughter's first here in Oahu. So we're all excited with the anticipation.
Well, get the birth certificate. He's born in Hawaii, and just in case he runs for president.
I have a comment there, and I really have to bite my tongue on that because I got to tell you, and off the record, I have made comments to that end that my grandson will have something that other people wish they had, and you know what I'm talking about, but I don't want to go there. It just, we don't want to point out the obvious for whatever reason, Jeff, and I don't know. I keep saying maybe after he's out of office, maybe we'll get the answers and then people go, well, I already knew that. I knew he sealed his information about his schooling and his education for a reason. He was the one that presented you say the birth certificate. It wasn't anybody else. It wasn't somebody with a tinfoil hat that came up with the birth certificate. It was him, right? I mean, he presented
it. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So all of a sudden we're bad people because, we go, well, it's kind of a funky birth certificate, man. You can kind of move this thing around and.
I have to tell you a piece of history here. I keep getting asked about this on CNN, and they say, oh, this is racist and everything. And I say, well, how do you explain Chester Alan Arthur? And their faces go blank. And I said, yes, that's right. Chester Alan Arthur, who ran for vice president in 1880 and was shortly thereafter president after the assassination of James Garfield, was said by Democrats of the day to have been born in Canada, not in Vermont, as he claimed. And this followed him all the way to the White House, and somebody put out a pamphlet or a book saying that Queen Victoria's subject was in the White House and all of this. So we have been there and done this over 100 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but clearly, and this is one thing that Donald Trump has done, among many other things, Jeff, is that he has exposed the mainstream media. He has. I mean, if nothing else, if we the people cannot see the prejudice of the media and how they have violated their mandate to provide objective reporting on behalf of the people, they're just not doing their job. I mean, somehow their mission and objective has changed. They now have become the operative, public relations arm for the DNC.
Yeah, well, that certainly is the feeling, and I can tell you at CNN, that's one of the reasons for my presence. They have gone out of their way to bring me in and bring a number of other conservatives in because they are sensitive. Jeff Zucker, who is the president of CNN, is sensitive to exactly that criticism. And it's his mission in life to rebuild CNN. And so he has gone out of his way to make sure that there are conservatives on board.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to tell you, Jeff, at certain times, you know, I can appreciate CNN's reporting when it comes to some news reporting, when they get into the news reporting. I like what they do. But right now, I mean, you know, everybody's out of the closet now.
Well, that's right. You know what I think happened, Bill, is the advent of Rush Limbaugh and talk radio in general after that and Fox News basically stripped the mask off a lot of media institutions that tried to portray themselves as objective when, in fact, they were, as I think Newt Gingrich said the other day, the offensive line for the Democratic Party and liberals.
Yeah.
Right. And I think so now people are out there and they're very, very aware of it.
Mm. Well, and that's the thing with this is that, you know, people, we the people need to be more aware of what we're listening to. And the sad part of this, Jeff, is whenever you have a plus, you have a minus. So on the antithetical, the other end of the spectrum, you've got Fox. And Fox loses its sense of objectivity. I mean, it's almost like, well, we got to balance out what CNN's doing instead of just trying to present the facts as best they can. And as a result, you know, people see them, interestingly enough, more prejudiced than CNN, MSNBC, and NBC, and CBS, and ABC. I mean, it's kind of comical in some of the circles I travel, you know, people's perspective of who has more objectivity, if it's, you know, if it's Fox or the other networks that I just mentioned.
Right, right. There is all of that with this kind of thing. And interestingly, Fox has been getting criticism from conservatives that they're parting from their conservative, what is perceived to be their conservative mission.
Yes.
And catching flack that they have become, you know, like Bushized and all of this sort of stuff, and they're not conservatives and all this. I mean, that certainly doesn't apply to my friend Sean Hannity, and there are a few others there, but I get stuff all the time from conservatives who are frustrated, feeling that it's sort of departed here on this. And you know, in fairness to them, I've written a column recently for Newsbusters talking about when media companies go through transitions, because as you well know, mortality, you know, is there for everyone, including the creators of Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is when you think of the current sort of media lay of the land, CNN was created by Ted Turner, Time magazine by Henry Luce in the 1920s, and Warner by the Warner Brothers, the film studio, you know, the sons of Polish immigrants. And all of those dreams that they had have now been long since passed under the hands of managers. And that is ever thus with this. And this is Fox's moment for that. Mm-hmm. Roger Ailes is gone, and Rupert Murdoch is 85 years old, and this is in the process of being handed over ever after to managers, and that becomes the challenge. Are the managers up to the task? And frankly, we're not going to know for quite a while.
Well, I think it's always a problem when you have managers, because now you start, you know, the theory of how you created a camel. You get too many people, you know, there needs to be somebody with a vision,
right.
And that's what made Roger Ailes, you know, so effective, is one person always gets the vision. I always see. It's not given over several people and parts
right.
of. Parts of to administrate, yes, but not the main vision. And will they have somebody with that vision that's going to take the ball that has
exactly.
already been out there, right?
That is always the challenge. Always the challenge.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just media companies. I mean, you know, eventually Henry Ford died, right? And the
yes,
company
exactly.
had to be passed on to others. That is always the way it works. So
yeah, in Los Angeles, we see it with the Lakers, with what happened with the Bus family. you know, and
yeah.
So, yeah, time and time again, historically, you're exactly right, Jeff Lord. We've got more from Jeff Lord, CNN contributor, contributing editor to the American Spectator, former aide to Jack Kemp and Ronald Reagan. The battle is on. Are you ready to rumble, ladies and gentlemen? Ready or not, here it comes. Trump versus Clinton, and more from Jeff Lord right after this. Stay with us.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We the people.
We want freedom now.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
Well, it's only because of you, ladies and gentlemen. It's the power of the people, and trust me, it still exists, but if the people don't want to exercise it, then it's not realized. And if there was ever a time where the power of the people need to be evident, it is now, because enough is enough. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Jeffrey Lord is with us, CNN contributor, contributing editor to the American Spectator, a former aide to Jack Kemp and Ronald Reagan. Jeff, I got to tell you, I think the president is a bit thankful for all this controversy over Donald Trump, and he can only hope that he might continue to run interference over this latest news announcement that Tehran received $400 million in foreign cash by way of the United States that ran coincidental with the release of four of our hostages. What do you say about that?
You know, Bill, you were talking to somebody who worked in the Reagan White House during the Iran-Contra scandal. And I can only tell you the media uproar that went on when it was discovered that there was a trade of arms for hostages, which Reagan didn't think initially that he did, and then it turned out that it had been done, and he had to come to the nation and apologize and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, there was a massive joint Senate-House congressional hearing. You know, Oliver North was faced with prosecution. Right. I mean, it was quite the scandal of the day. So if this is true, I am looking forward to a replay.
Do you think there'd be a replay? I mean, the Dems have been cut, a minority status. I mean, except they have the White House, I mean, and the bully pulpit, as you know, but...
I think Republicans should be Johnny on the spot and be, and I mean, they control both House and Senate. They should be putting together an investigation on the spot.
Well, you know, their investigations so far, whether, you know, it's Benghazi, IRS, they have fallen, you know, rather short here. And you got to hand it to the Democrats. I mean, they are the Teflon party. And, you know, you have their hands caught in the cookie jar. You've got, you know, Hillary insisting that she did not compromise national security. James Comey goes, oh, but you did. And she says, oh, but he didn't say that.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, I do think Republicans need to get their act together on this sort of thing. But, you know, one of the interesting things, a colleague of mine at the American Spectator put this blog up, a little blog post linking to a guy who was an official at Andrews Air Force Base when he was the master of ceremonies and the officer who it was his job to walk in front of the transfer cases bearing the bodies of the Benghazi victims there as they were, you know, came back with the president and secretary of state and everybody standing there. And he says, and I'm quoting him directly, and yes, Secretary Clinton did tell these families that the massacre in Benghazi was instigated by an obscure YouTube video. Right. The grief of these families was palpable, grief compounded by the lies, deceptions, and political expediency that continued long after the ceremony ended, quote unquote. That is pretty amazing, because she was just on television telling Chris Wallace that Pat Smith, the mother of Sean Smith, who was killed over there, was wrong and mistaken, and that she never said it. And here is somebody who was an Army officer who was standing right there and heard the same thing.
Right. Well, but that's what she knows. I mean, she's been able to get away with this. This has been the model from, you know, ever since she entered into public office. And, I mean, she was the one that gave us plausible deniability, right? I mean, that's her word.
That's right.
You know, or her term. And that's what they've been able to do. And they just keep on, you know, and they wear people out, because you're not going to get the truth. She's not going to fess up and go, yeah, I lied. Yeah, you know, I was trying to keep the information away from the media. I mean, really? You think she's going to say that? You're delusional. It ain't going to happen. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you totally. But, I mean, this is where the media plays a role here. And
yeah, they're not doing their job. They don't want to. I mean, but if it was a Republican, Jeff, you know.
The talk radio media, it's Fox, it's Hannity, it's those folks. And
yes.
Frankly, the Internet, you know, I mean, that's another weapon here in all of this sort of stuff to hold people's feet to the fire.
Exactly. Well, what do you make of the president, you know, interjecting himself in this campaign? Like, I don't know of another president that has been so blatantly obvious and and manipulative as this president has been, and the things that he's had to say about Donald Trump, does that bother you, or is it just me?
No, it doesn't bother me. Frankly, I think, you know, when the president stands there and says that Donald Trump is unfit for office, and says he doesn't have the experience and he doesn't have this, I mean, I'm thinking, is this an apology that frankly, Senator McCain should have been elected rather than he, because Senator McCain certainly was more qualified than Barack Obama. And I think just politically speaking, something like that winds up helping Donald Trump. I mean, we're in the trouble we're in, both economically and militarily and all of this, because of Barack Obama's inept decisions. I think that all this does is underscore the point here, that if that's what constitutes being fit for the office, then thanks, but no thanks.
Well, I know there's a lot of advice out there to Donald Trump, and one thing that we hear over and over again is that he needs to keep his eye on the ball. I mean, he seems to just self-inflict, you know, wounds to himself, and he gets himself off message. And to your point, you know, the president is basically saying, "Hey, look at this. These are our policies, and Hillary included in that." And that's what Donald Trump, I believe, needs to focus on, is remind people at every turn.
Well, you know, let me just say something in defense of him. He was here in Harrisburg the other night. I saw him. I spoke to him in person myself, and then was sitting right there while he gave his speech. He never once spoke about the cons. Not a word. And yet, this is all the rage still in the media.
Right.
He talked about the economy. He talked about foreign policy. He talked about trade. Those were the things he talked about. And furthermore, I might add, you know, because I'm recognized and he called me out and everything, and I had to stand up and, you know, wave to the folks there and several thousand people. And I might add, it was about 4,000 to 5,000 people inside and another 5,000 outside who couldn't get in. And Hillary was here the other day and drew a crowd of 800,
right,
which I find interesting. But in my talking to these people before and after the rally, they never mentioned the cons. They're
right.
Talking about jobs, health care, the economy, you know, those kind of things. So I think that this is important to bear in mind, that he himself, on this, at least on this one occasion, never said a word. And yet when I came home and turned on the television, there was all this stuff about the cons still. And I thought, well, you know,
well, this all
here we
points,
go again.
Yeah, Jeff, this all points to what Donald Trump is saying, and that is that the contest is rigged, as evidenced in with the DNC. The emails, it cost Debbie Wasserman Schultz her chairmanship, and of course she was able to land a job immediately, which I thought was quite interesting that Hillary would do that. So it only sends that clear-cut message and just reinforces the idea that she can't be trusted and her credibility is compromised because Hillary, you know, ran cover for Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She, you know, let her take a bullet for the team, but, you know, she picked her up pretty quick. But all this stuff just adds, you know, credence and flame to the fire that this system is rigged. And, you know, with the media all in, I think what AP did to Bernie Sanders leading into the California primary, that Tuesday primary, in coming up with these, supposed numbers that Hillary had already locked up that somehow they miscounted. I mean,
right.
They prejudiced that whole primary, and it just kind of like just came and went, and nobody cared, you know?
Well, you know, I will say this. I was at the Democratic convention as well as the Republican convention, and I don't think I had gone into that convention arena more than a minute when I was stopped by somebody who recognized me, a delegate from Indiana who was a Bernie supporter, and I can only tell you this woman was hopping mad. At Hillary and the Democratic establishment, and said that it would be a cold day in hell before she ever voted for Hillary Clinton. I mean, she was really exercised, and I think there are people like that out there.
Yeah, well, as we say, time will tell, and the battle will continue between the Trumps and Clintons. We got, 90-some days left. Jeffrey Lord on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jeff.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Yeah, we understand that. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. I am Phil Martinez. Michael Rubin is with us right now, former Pentagon official, AEI scholar, and author of the book Dancing with the Devil, The Perils of Engaging Rogue Regimes. And he's here to talk about the latest devil dance with Iran. Michael Rubin, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, Michael, help us understand very clearly. The president came on national television and kind of smugly, had to admit this, and I admit, or at least give us a little bit, or his side of the situation, I guess, of how Iran ended up with $400 million that we understand now was sterilized in the dark of night. And it had nothing to do, and we're somehow off base, and it's the right-wing knuckleheads and the conspirators that are saying it's ransom. And I say, well, talk to Iran. What does Iran say it is?
Well, the Iranians have described it as ransom. The second in charge of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, General Naqdi, described it as ransom. And we know from Jay Solomon's Wall Street Journal article that exposed this that the Americans and the Iranians had reached a deal. Part of which, of course, was releasing 8 Iranian-Americans or Iranians from prison who had been trying to smuggle nuclear goods to Iran in contravention of sanctions. At any rate, once the deal was reached in December, the Iranians turned around and said, well, we want some money in addition because we need to show that we got more. And Secretary of State John Kerry turned around, gave him $400 million. That's a ransom. And now we also know from one of the hostages, Saeed Abedini, that yes, the Americans' plane wasn't allowed to take off from Tehran until the money on the other cargo plane had landed.
Yeah, I mean, all this stuff comes into play, and then the president wants to tell us, and for Abedini to say this, and I'm thinking his family's probably going, wait a minute, we just got you out of jail and got you free, and now you're going to tie yourself up to something here. Is this an oh moment for Pastor Abedini?
Well, you know, I think Pastor Abedini was just trying to speak the truth. President Obama is also being disingenuous when he says that he doesn't ransom hostages, because remember the whole situation with Bo Bergdahl, the American who went MIA in Afghanistan, was captured by the Taliban, and then President Obama released five men from Guantanamo Bay prison in exchange for this, for lack of a better word, traitor. And what we really have now is Arms for Hostages, the sequel. Because just like in the 1980s during the Reagan-era bill, as soon as the last hostages were released, as soon as the Iranians got their money, they turned around and they grabbed more hostages.
Exactly. And this is what has happened again. So no big surprise. And this is why it has been the policy of the USA and our governments of past not to pay ransom money, right?
Absolutely. And what worries me, Bill, is what happens in Iran doesn't stay in Iran. So what we've done is not only made it much more dangerous for any Iranians or Iranian-Americans or Americans who are traveling to Tehran, but every rogue regime and terrorist group now sees that there's a target on America's back and they can get rich fast if only they grab Americans.
You know, yesterday we spoke with Ken Timmerman, a Nobel Peace Prize writer, who, I should say, was nominated for Nobel Peace Prize. And he's an investigative reporter. He said that that money, the $400 million that the president was referring to that we supposedly owed Iran because of what happened back in 1979, that money was actually paid in the 80s. And so now for the government to come up with this, you know, wacky story that, you know, was part of the settlement, well, why are we settling something that had already been settled, supposedly?
Well, this is one of those issues. The problem is that signing an agreement with the Iranians is like signing a timeshare agreement. You only figure out that the signature on your on the contract is the beginning of the process, because no matter how much you think you've reached an agreement with Iranians, they'll turn around and say, well, what about this? What about that? We're going to walk away from the agreement unless you give us this. And Secretary of State John Kerry, President Obama, have become so desperate for this Iran deal to be part of their legacy. They're like gamblers who are losing big, and they figure if only they can play one more round, if only they can throw the dice one more time, Bill, they'll win big. And they don't realize they're bankrupting us.
Well, Michael, so many people have dropped the ball here, including Congress. I mean, you look to them. I mean, they're the representatives of we the people. This is so outrageous. I mean, you know, and you and I discussed, you know, what happened. Let's go back to Benghazi and, you know, what, you know, is being, you know, talked about here. And we've been, you know, lightly touching. I say we, you know, I say, you know, the mainstream media and what's out there in the news about what actually happened in Benghazi. And now they're, you know, slightly admitting there was maybe a little bit of gun running going on here.
Well, you know, the problem with Congress right now is they're all bark, no bite. President Obama, number one, doesn't really understand the role of Congress. He's gotten up and said, I'm signing executive orders because the Congress won't cooperate with me. Well, news to President Obama, it's not the job of Congress to cooperate with the president. That's the whole point of separation of powers. But unless the Congress uses its power of the purse to say no more, Obama's not going to take them seriously, nor should he, because he's discovered he can get away with anything.
Well, and in this case here, are we talking a treasonous act here, Michael?
In some ways, look, some Democrats, ironically, are saying, well, this is something Reagan did. But remember, people were indicted for what Reagan did. And so, ultimately, I do think that, I won't say this is treasonous. This is extremely poor judgment. This is lying to the American people. President Obama isn't trying to betray America, but he's become so deluded, so entrenched in his sycophantic bubble, he doesn't realize the damage he's doing. And if Congress refuses to hold him, his feet to the fire, well, Congress is just as culpable then.
Are we aiding the enemy here then?
Absolutely.
On that basis? Okay.
Absolutely. And remember, the 9/11 attacks cost al-Qaeda $500,000 to put together. We've just given the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, a group responsible for killing, I mean, hundreds of Americans, if not thousands, enough to do, I mean, to do 80-plus, I mean, 800-plus 9/11.
Yeah, do the math, exactly. Well, you know, This is the thing, and people need to really, you know, this is what's happened with our government and why people are so disenchanted, and they say, look, it's 7 out of 10 say we're on the wrong track. It's all this lying and obfuscation, and it would appear at this moment in time that this administration has taken it to a new level, and Hillary says, hey, fret you none, you know, all is well, I'm going to be a third round of the Obama administration. So what does that tell us?
Well, I think where a lot of the media has let us down is you look at, I mean, this election year has been like none other. You've had populist insurgencies on the left. You've had populist insurgencies on the right. The press, rather than doing a play-by-play, should step back and say, hey, look, what is it about President Obama and the way he's ruling and the way he's trampling over the Constitution, the way he's infringing on ordinary Americans, which is sparking these insurgencies both among Democrats and Republicans?
Exactly. It is quite exposing on all levels, Michael, and I think that this is what makes so many people so nervous, and you and I have discussed this before, that we have too many people making too much money based on the incompetence in the current model. You think they want to start all over again?
No, absolutely. I think you put your thumb right on it. I mean, a lot of people profit from the system, and if we just want to look at the micro level, when you negotiate with rogue regimes, even if you're betraying American national security, everyone on Secretary of State John Kerry's team has gotten promotions upon promotions. They've had stellar rises. They've actually talked about who's going to play them in the movies. Different reporters have written on this. Kerry wants a Nobel Prize. Well, I'm sorry, a Nobel Prize isn't worth the sacrifice of decades of American leverage and American national security.
Well, to your point, excellently put, Michael, is that the damage that has been done here is not something that can be reversed in a couple of years. I mean, we're talking decades of damage that has been executed by this administration, by John Kerry and one Barack Obama. And, oh, yeah, let's remember what Hillary Clinton did or didn't do.
You're absolutely right. That's the legacy of this administration.
Amazing. Michael Rubin has been our guest. Michael, congratulations, too, on the book. And, again, it comes to the forefront here, and it reminds us what happens when we do the devil dance with rogue regimes. The book available at all the usual places, linked on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com. Michael Rubin, former Pentagon official, American Enterprise Institute scholar, and his book, of course, Dancing with the Devil, The Perils of Engaging Rogue Regimes. Thank you, Michael. It's just about 18 minutes right now before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuzena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuzena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuzena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Booyah! Just another Spanish love song.
Don't be afraid. You will not be hurt if you comply. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. As always, good to have you along with us. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour right now. R.R. Reno is with us. That would be Dr. R.R. Reno, who knows, he says his friends call him Rusty. So we're going to call him Rusty because he's on the friend's side of the block here today as we talk about how government is not our father. You know, with the conventions now wrapped up, we're left with two presidential candidates that no one seems to really like. Our society is one step away from chaos, and Americans do not recognize their own country anymore. Dr. Reno, it's what it comes down to, doesn't it?
Yes, I think you're right about the father theme as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're a society where increasingly people have no father in heaven and no father in the home.
Yeah.
And I think that's at the core of a lot of our society's unhappiness.
Well, definitely has made it easier for, you know, some politicos and those that would want to substitute the real father, which is in heaven, and has left so many Americans without a father at home, has presented and promoted policies that, particularly with black families, Hispanics as well, that have been blighted, and their fathers are MIA because of government programs that say, look, you don't need the dad in the house. Big government is your daddy.
There's no question that the decline of marriage is one of the drivers in the growth of government, because if the family's not there providing, you know, a context safety net, then people naturally turn to the government and ask for help. And then it's a vicious circle, because it's like a prosthetic, and the government's like a prosthetic, and you get dependent upon the prosthetic, and the culture of marriage continues to decline. So one of the things I think that Christians need to do in our time is to really double down on a witness on behalf of traditional marriage.
Well, especially when you have the empirical evidence is pretty solid. When you look at what's happened in the non-traditional families, you know, what is going on, the devastation, marriage in chaos, families in chaos, you know, and this happened in short order, you know, particularly, you know, you've got this Black Lives Matter movement, and let's just say, you know, and I hate hyphenating America because I believe that just separates us and bifurcates us in a way that ends up ununiting us. Let's just call it out and just take a look at just that segment and demographic of our society. I mean, the family unit in a short period of time has been turned upside down. You know, it wasn't really all that long ago that you had
you know, both parents in black families. But what happened, the government came in, said, look, we're going to incentivize women, particularly single black women, to not get married. And here it is. We have how many black families, particularly without a male figure in the household, and we're wondering why the family unit is in such disarray. The kids are all over the place, and they're in chaos right now, Rusty.
Right, and I think that one of the really troubling signs is that that dysfunction is now increasingly characteristic of working class white women.
Mm-hmm.
So first out of wedlock for working class white women is around 40%. And, you know, and that's up from a generation ago, really negligible. And so what we're seeing is that, you know, the kind of moral culture that we've created in the last generation has, really tripped up a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, people at the top of society seem to be able to get married, stay married. So they kind of have their lives together. And one of the things that I really focus on in my book that I've got on this is to point out how our moral system, kind of non-judgmentalism, moral relativism, works for the wealthy but not for the poor. And if you're really concerned about lifting people out of poverty, then you need to promote social conservatism.
Exactly. Well, your book, Resurrecting the Idea of a Christian Society, was something I'm sure that you felt like, look, you had to begin to open up the conversation and embolden other Christians to speak about, about their life story, about their faith. Because, we try to remind politicians about the foundation of this country that, whether, you want to debate and split hairs and say, well, this founder was a specific Christian or a deist or whatever it is that you want to call it. Clearly, they had a connection with faith and religion. To the point that they said that the Constitution, which they had developed, I mean, it wasn't taken from anybody else. It was, you got 50-some guys together in a room going, hey, let's build a government. How do we do this? And after it's all said and done, you've got two of the significant leaders saying, wow, you take morality out of this thing, and this thing implodes on itself. And we're really counting on a moral people, to be, basically govern themselves.
Right. I mean, I think, the government that governs best governs least. That's very true. But mm-hmm. We can only have a government that is limited if we have self-governing people. And that really requires us to understand the true nature of freedom, which is a great American value. And we need to recognize that our freedom is perfected in our service of moral truth. And it's not willfulness or license, but instead the freedom from, freedom from our own bondage to our own selfishness and so on that lets us serve the common good. And so I really want to get Christians to sort of get out of the defensive crouch that we've gone into over the last few years, because we do feel like we're under assault, and in many ways we are. But I think we need to speak confidently, charitably, but confidently in the public square.
Well, I think
we owe it to our fellow citizens.
Well, I find it quite interesting, Rusty. I mean, the Gallup poll of probably about 8 months ago or so cited that the general marketplace is saying, hey, where are the people of faith? Where are the Christians? How come they're not talking about these issues? And I go, well, for the last 20 years or so, you guys have been telling Christians their voices are invalidated. You kicked them out of the conversation. And now you guys are in a spiral dive because you've disengaged from any kind of moral connectiveness. And then you're saying, hey, where's the church on these issues? I think it's a bit ironic, but maybe that's what the general marketplace has needed. They finally needed to get all the fight out of themselves, like somebody drowning. Now maybe it's time for the church to come in and be able to be that voice of reason.
I hope so. I mean, I think that after the killing of a number of black church members in Charleston, South Carolina, and then their testimony of forgiveness, which was such a powerful symbol of reconciliation, it just reminds us of how a society needs the reparative power of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you made your observations at the beginning of our conversation about how things are kind of coming apart or against each other, feel like everything's unraveling. Well, this is a time where we need the reparative power of faith and public life. And I think Christians can step forward and, as I said, speak confidently and not in a defensive way about our vision of the future of America.
Well, and that's what we should have learned over the ages here is that, you know, as I was talking with a pastor the other day, I said, you're not going to argue somebody into heaven. You know, that I've never seen anybody, you know, be forced into heaven or be argued into it. And I may be a bit naive, but just in my experience, you get the idea of, you know, of a Christian society, the idea of Christianity and what it means to you. And it is a personal thing. I think sometimes in our zealousness, we're almost like reformed alcoholics that once we've, you know, controlled it ourselves and we, you know, we want to beat everybody up with the very bottle we were just drinking out of.
Right. I think, you know, the key word is witness.
Mm-hmm.
And witness is a personal thing. It's a living witness, and not just disembodied ideas. And that's one of the great powers of Christianity, is that the Christian community is a witness. And so the integrity of our churches is really going to be very important going forward, that we live what we preach. Is, and that's, again, back to that Charleston, the murder and then the forgiveness. That's a very powerful witness of loyalty to the gospel.
Right.
On the part of, you know, whereas our human nature is to cry out for revenge, but instead to speak the word of forgiveness is a powerful, powerful symbol in a time when we're kind of at each other's throats, and very much in the political context right now, so polarized and angry. And I think we have an important contribution to make.
Yeah. Well, Rusty, I sense that even those people, and there's many others, when they have witnessed their story of the divine, that it transcends their own humanity. As one person very poignantly stated, said, you know, this is the most difficult thing that I've ever done, but I have to do this. I have to forgive. And, I mean, that was pretty genuine. I mean, that was a personal story, what they were feeling, that you could, you know, you can understand, and your heart just goes out to them, understanding that this is difficult. Somebody just killed a family member, but because God tells you that you need to forgive them, that sincerely, compassionately, she says, but I have to. You know, God has commanded me to do that.
And I think that's the fulfillment of the American idea of freedom, because the person who can forgive in that certain situation is profoundly free, you know, from the normal, you know, the way in which that sort of our finite humanity limits us.
Right.
And and I think that's part of what our country needs to recover, is a true sense of freedom born out of loyalty to something higher than ourselves.
Exactly. Well, Dr. R.R. Reno, Rusty, has been our guest. His book, Resurrecting the Idea of a Christian Society, First Things Editor. Rusty, thank you so much for the book. Boy, you've given us lots to ponder and lots to be encouraged by. We have the proof. We have the evidence. We can go forth and speak with boldness and with love, because we have a society that's hurting for the experience and the answers that we have experienced, right?
You got it. That's exactly my message in the book.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate you being with us.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one?